Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Feel is their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me.
Back in on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. Last quick note on the NBA Finals. We had a Udonis Haslam check in last night. It's honestly jarring that he still has a uniform under his sweats.
It was a very funny, funny tweet.
It blows me away. Like, he doesn't need a uniform. He really doesn't. Honestly, at this point, it feels like, in baseball, you have the managers still wear the uniform. That's what it feels like for Udonis Haslam. And hey, that jumper he put up was broke.
Is there any bigger way for a team to signal that they're throwing in the towel than putting in Udonis Haslam?
No, but he had to play some minutes in this finals, right? He had to.
Did he?
It's his last year.
Sure.
Give him a couple minutes.
Yeah.
Not in actual crucial moments.
I did like, though. My favorite thing on the stat sheet is it says 0 minutes, one shot.
The Heat fans were definitely, they hyped his head up to take that jumper.
I mean, he's a legend down there. He's a legend down there.
Man, he had a little too much mustard on that jumper, though.
He was ready.
That was brutal, man.
That was a full year of waiting in one jumper.
Now, on the Adam Silver jaw front, Adam Silver keeps speaking up on this. He won't stop talking about it.
No, he will not.
And like his original conversation before the NBA Finals, when he was at his presser the first time he spoke up on it, I tried to take him at his word that he wants to not distract from the NBA Finals. At this point, I think he's doing this all on purpose. I think the amount he's talked about jaw and his situation, the headlines are staying in there. I think it's measured more than he led us to believe.
Listen, yes, it's true that the NBA commissioner does a media tour during the NBA Finals.
Right.
That is true.
I get it.
Absolutely true. He is also the NBA commissioner, and if I had to guess, there are topics that he says that he will talk about versus topics he says that he will not talk about.
Right.
These are prepared interviews.
Yes.
It's not like he's going into these.
They had a conversation. We'll get to the sound. They had a conversation about what they were going to get into with Ja before he actually joined the show. And, Zion with all that stuff yesterday.
The Ja
story is obviously a negative one, but at the same time, there's so many people interested in it, and it'll run the NBA headlines. It feels like it's a lot more measured, though.
Yeah.
It feels like Adam Silver is really, he's completely okay with talking about it even alongside the NBA Finals. But it is not what he originally said. This is not, we're trying to push this down the road so we don't take any headlines from the NBA Finals. He's taking headlines from the NBA Finals.
Yeah, I mean, there's no other way to say it. It's very easy for him just to say no comment or I'll talk about Ja after the finals if he really didn't want it to be a distraction. You know, I do think that there is a small element of the Zion story is not very family friendly, if you want to talk about that, and I don't think he wants that leading headlines during the NBA Finals.
Yeah, I don't think
so
he does.
So I do think it was a bit calculated, the stuff that he said yesterday and then going on Dan Patrick Show today, and then all of a sudden the Ja Morant story is back to being the high, like yep. it, the number one story people were talking about, like that. So I do think it's a little bit calculated. I do think that there may have also been some concerns about the ratings, which have turned out to not really be true because, you know, we got to give people more credit. People love good basketball, and this is great basketball that we're watching right
we're
now.
We're still going to have lower ratings, though, when it's all
Yeah, but, up. Like, I don't know. They've still been pretty good. They haven't been bad.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine. It's the NBA Finals. You're going to have some decent
but
numbers.
To your point, though, he's definitely trying to keep the NBA in the news cycle.
Yes.
So, you know. It's just, it's so easy to not make this a distraction. All I have to say is no comment.
Yeah, now, he's been on a lot of the pregame shows with NBA Countdown. He's talked with Malika Andrews. He obviously had his presser before the NBA Finals. But today, when he was talking with Dan Patrick, I thought some of the more enlightening discussion points that really show us where he's at. And I'm going to get back to this, but it feels like Adam Silver is prioritizing help for Ja over any punitive action. Now, I want to play this sound. We'll sort of pause and talk about it as it goes along. But let's go ahead and get this thing started. This was Adam Silver on the Dan Patrick Show today.
Is the Ja Morant investigation over? We're just waiting for the finals to be over to announce the decision?
The latter. We are waiting for the finals to be over. I'm aware, of course, of these reports on social media about, you know, whether the gun was in fact a gun. And so we haven't completely wrapped it up.
Does that matter, Commissioner, if that's a toy gun?
You know, it's interesting. It's the very issue is for Ja, certainly in the first incident, was treating a gun as a toy. I mean, that's what we're talking about. And that's what I think the danger is to society, taking a gun, live streaming it, you know, this is without getting into gun issues in terms of the propriety of owning guns and the use of guns. I think everyone agrees that gun safety is critically important and that guns aren't toys. So
it's very clear why Ja is being talked about in this way, right? It's not that people will talk about him not breaking a law, but at the same time, it's conduct detrimental to the NBA, and that's where Adam Silver is standing on this. But let's keep playing that sound because here in a second, he'll talk about what we have been discussing for a while. How disappointed is he in Ja Morant considering this is the second offense?
It's something that I'm thinking a lot about because, again, I'm not going to get into the specifics of the investigation, but in fact, if you are live streaming something that to the world looks exactly like a gun and in a frankly reckless manner, should it matter whether or not it's a real gun? I mean, I will say at the end of the day, in terms of doing my job, everything that's presented to us is relevant. Past conduct is relevant. The circumstances in which you're doing whatever the act is becomes relevant. And in this case, you know, obviously we're going to take into account whatever's presented to us.
When we heard from you after what happened with Ja this second time around, it's almost like there was disappointment. Like you were let down by Ja Morant. Is that a fair assessment?
It is. And Joe Dumars, who now runs basketball operations to the league, and I have talked a lot about it because we were both in the meeting with him. The head of the Players Association, Tamika Tramaglio, was in the meeting with us. And just honestly, my sense was he was very sincere in how contrite he was, in how serious he was taking the issue. Again, now talking about the first incident where there's no fact in dispute. He was holding a gun, you know, inebriated in a club, waving it, live streaming it. So that's the first go round. And I know Ja a bit. I had known him. He's a star in our league. And the sense was he came in, he fully owned it, was saying, I made a terrible mistake, learned from the mistake. And so then to get the report and then to see online that, in fact, he was then live streaming a gun, certainly looks like a gun, a Glock, you know, in a kind of reckless manner. Sure, you know, I was incredibly disappointed.
Yeah, it confirms our beliefs. Right? But this is really where it stops in this interview. Like, when it comes to the tone that Adam Silver has used up to this point, we thought that tone and that body language was going to lead to this massive suspension, right? But he is confirming that he's damn disappointed in the way Ja has conducted himself, and you know, seeing what Ja said to him. It's got to be a somewhat of a slap in the face to that first meeting, to that first discussion he had with Adam Silver.
Absolutely. We've been saying it since his first interview when he did it with Malika Andrews about how it really felt like a disappointed parent talking about
it. Did.
That's what it came off as, and that's why I never really understood people that thought he was going to bring the hammer, because it did always feel like he had some sympathy in there, that he was like, this kid needs some help. Like, that's always kind of the tone I was getting from Adam Silver here. And, you know, I do want to credit Anthony Sain on this. It's that he's been saying that it has been feeling like that this has been Adam Silver preparing people for a lesser suspension, because he doesn't want to bring some massive hammer down on this kid.
And the thing is, if you just look at the way the NBA is shaped right now, with LeBron stepping out, with KD being toward the back end of his career, all these superstars, Ja is that next superstar in line.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Having Ja on the floor is in the best interest of the NBA. So I don't think that 60-game suspension, having Ja off the floor, is anything that Adam Silver is interested in. Now, he did say he was disappointed, but from here on in this interview, you'll hear it. He's sort of stepping back from what we thought about how long the suspension would be. I think a lot of people thought it originally it would really be substantial. But Adam Silver, throughout the rest of this interview, seems like he's stepping back from that thought process.
What would be a big suspension?
I'm not going to get into precise number of games, but I will only say, in response to people who say 8 wasn't enough the first time around, it felt like a pretty severe punishment at the time, and an 8-game suspension, of course, without pay. And so I will say, you know, and I said this before, in terms of impacting his behavior, would 12 games have made a difference the first time, 15 games? I really don't know. I also, the older I get, I realize that I can't control other people, and that he has to own his own conduct. And regardless of the number of games he had been suspended for first time around, he owns this, not me. And he has to take responsibility for it. And part of this, you know, it's fine for somebody to come in and take responsibility for their action. And I'll even give him the benefit of the doubt that he was sincere. He's now made this mistake again. And I think one of the things we even talked about then is, nobody's naive in the league office, certainly not Joe Dumars, been at this a long time, was, you know, we'll see as you go back out into the world, how you choose to comport yourself. And so now here we are again, dealing with an issue around Ja. And I also think it's important to point out that this is not about just discipline and then we'll just cross our fingers and then hope there's not a third time. I recognize that he needs some assistance, you know, from the league office, his union, his team. He's no doubt he's a remarkable player. And I think he's a very engaging young man. It's one of the reasons he has this enormous following on social media, but it's a two-edged sword. And he has to own that and take responsibility for it. And my hope is that wherever we come out in terms of discipline, that there's an acceptance that we need to find ways to engage with each other going forward to so he can change the trajectory he's now on, which is not a positive one.
What I see there is, regardless of the number of games, Adam Silver's looking for responsibility to be taken, right? Like, he made it very clear he needs some assistance more than he actually needs any suspension. I mean, ultimately, hearing him talk about 8 games and that sort of suspension he got for the first incident in Denver, He says 8 games felt like a lot to him. So I think at this point, you're hearing Adam Silver sort of tread a little more lightly about punitive action, and he's more worried about the assistance behind closed doors that Ja is getting. Is his family helping him along the way? Are the Grizzlies helping him along the way? Are the people at the top of the NBA helping him along the way? It feels like that sound right there is different than anything we've heard from Adam Silver to this point.
Yeah, you know, our theory with that 8-game suspension was that Silver was basically saying, listen, I need to punish you here a little bit, but I'm going to give you, this is on you. You can go fix this. I'm going to give you a chance to fix this yourself without bringing anything massive towards you. And he was like, it's felt like he truly believed that he could possibly do this. This time around, this interview specifically, I get that sense a little bit again. It does feel like that he's like, I'm going to let you try to figure this out yourself again. I'm going to bring a little bit bigger punishment this time. You're going to feel it a little bit more, but this is still on you.
Yeah.
And that's why it feels like if this happens a third time, that's when the hammer's coming.
Yes, for sure.
And that's
sure.
what it felt like he laid out in this interview, because he is being very, very careful.
If there's certain like checklist items, he's got to go to another rehab stint or whatever it was after that, during the 8-game suspension.
The counseling.
I shouldn't say rehab stint, but the counseling. Hey, there's going to be a checklist here. Is what it feels like, even more so than punitive action, because punishing Ja for an extended period of time, having him away from the floor again, is not in the NBA's best interest. Now let's keep playing it, and I think the Dan Patrick did a good job of trying to highlight extra time away from the floor, and is that a good thing, or with all that free time, is that a good thing or a bad thing? And Adam Silver responded.
I wondered about that, Commissioner, that I was worried about him over the summer. Now we've had this second incident. And also, if you suspend somebody for 20 or 30 or 40 games, what happens to that person when they have all that free time? And you could be adding to the issue with Ja Morant, not subtracting.
Precisely. And I'm worried about that too. And so, again, putting aside the number of games that we may be looking at, I'd like to come up with a program, and frankly, working with him, in which there is a joint sense, a mutual commitment that we need to put together a program, not something that's, you know, a couple of sessions and I'm back, but something that where he will be able to use time away from the game. Look, he's suspended right now. I mean, he's away. It's the off season, but he's suspended from team activities. And there, I want to find a way where, frankly, you know, he's not being kicked to the curb, but basketball will take a back seat. And first and foremost, we're going to focus on him as a young man developing as a better person, as someone who's more responsible, particularly when it comes to guns. I mean, this is a really serious issue.
There you have it. I mean, that's the end of the sound there. That's all he gave to Dan Patrick on the jaw front. But if you read through it, the extended suspension and having all that free time, Adam Silver's worried about that. He really said, I am worried about this going forward if he's away from the floor. All that free time he had in the summer, he didn't use it all that well. Putting together a program is, I think, the wording he used in there. I feel like, again, over everything else, Adam Silver and the NBA are prioritizing helping Ja over punishing him. Will the punishment come? Will it be 17 to 20 games, 15 to 25, whatever the hell the guess is? I think they're going to give him some type of punishment. But at the same time, helping his surroundings is more important than anything else when it comes to a punitive measure.
Right. It certainly feels like that they are still in the we need to help this kid out more than punish him mindset right now. And I do appreciate that from Adam Silver. That is, you know, I think that's something that we were hoping was going to be the mindset, and it appears that that's what it is. I do want to ask you this, though, because based off what he said, Do you think it's possible that he is taking into consideration some time served here already? Or do you think he's already maybe given Ja the checklist or some of the things he needs to do, even though it hasn't been announced yet? Do you think that Ja may already know, like, I okay, this, that, this may be some of the things they want, including, you know, severing ties to people on social media,
yeah,
cleaning up his social media? That feels like it may have been something like, hey, you know, we haven't announce what your suspension is yet. We may not tell you what it fully is yet, but here are some things that you can go ahead and start doing.
I would imagine the discussion has already happened between Ja's people and the NBA, because it's very clear there's going to be a program set up for him to try. He's got to pass through, you know, the 10 days at counseling. It's fair to, you know, the conversations we were having at that moment is, can 10 days at counseling really rid you of all this evil? And, you know, you see that that's probably not the case. But I'd imagine there's going to be more involved. He's probably going to have to talk to certain officials in the NBA, meet up with them constantly, go to more counseling. But it's more about helping him and prioritizing that and not suspending him for this long period of time. The NBA, Adam Silver, know what's in their best interest, and that's Ja Morant being on the floor. Ultimately, that's what I'm going to leave it at. We will talk with Jeff Calkins here, though, relatively soon. T-minus about 7 minutes. We'll talk about the Ja situation, the Big 12 visiting Memphis, among other things. That's next. Gabe Kuncho, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.